Welcome to the Jim Rohman Show, where we help you build a better business to build a better life with your host, Jim Rohman. In this episode, we're going to be talking about chapter leadership. Leadership in chapters. That is what today's episode is about. How this topic came about is I have several association clients around the country, and it's that time of the year where we're selecting new leaders to run our chapters, and I've been called upon to answer the question, how do you run a better chapter? How do you get more results? And that is what I'm going to be talking about today. For all my association friends, whether you're a member of a Chamber of Commerce, industry-specific association, those who have leaders and chapters, this episode is specially designed for you. Now, I'm going to be breaking this down in some bite-sized pieces because I think it makes a big difference. But you want to look at the items as a whole and look at it as a scorecard. So if I have, say, 7 items I'm going to be sharing with you today, do you have all 7 handled in your organization, association, in this case, chapters? If not, this is the area where you can improve upon. We'll be talking about how to get people involved, how to get members engaged, how to grow your membership, and ultimately how to make money so that you can serve more people. So let's jump into it. So if I were running a chapter, and by the way, for those of you who don't know me, I used to run 65 chapters, teach the leadership team trainings on how to do that, and be able to run those around the state. I moved on to helping other organizations who have chapters, developing leadership team trainings for them. And so I'll be sharing some of the best practices here. I have so much to share, so let's jump into it. So what can you do to run better chapters, be a better leader? Number one is understand the power of being positive. It is amazing how many leaders I come across in life and in business that just aren't positive. They're, I don't know, humdrum, maybe even keel, smooth. But I think there's a benefit to being positive. There's a power of being positive as a leader because I think other people become positive and want to follow you. So it sounds simple, but it isn't always best practiced. So if I were going to run a better chapter, get better results, one of the first things I do is do my best to be a better leader, and that is to be having a positive attitude. Simple, but I had to start off with that one. But number two, I think is just as important and probably one of the biggest things lacking. I was going to wait till the very end to tease you for this one, but I'm going to put it right up front. Is one of the ways of running a better organization, an association, and even a business, in this case a chapter, is having a vision, casting that vision to your members. Let me say that again. Do you have a vision for your business, your chapter, your association for 2023, 2024, and years to come? You know what most people's visions are? I'm going to run my chapter better than the last leadership team. Woohoo! That's a big vision. Not. Or I'm going to do a better job and I'm going to just do it the right way. Not a vision. It's a hope, but not a vision. What I would say a vision is something to the fact that when I used to run my 65 chapters is I wanted to be able to have people make more money and have more fun in our association than ever before. That was my vision. My vision for this coming year is I want everyone to be able to level up to the next level in my business, have them make more money, have more time, but more importantly, have a life. And I believe that we can do that. I'm a member of a chapter organization here in Orlando, Florida, and I think the vision going forward is making our best members the best in the industry. Let me say that again, making our members the best members in the industry. There's a lot of members and member organizations, but what are you doing as a leader to make them better? Better at what they do, better at what they're doing inside your chapter. So if it were me and I were you and I really wanted to make a big difference in an association, organization, a business, in this case, a chapter, come up with a vision that's so empowering that people want to jump on board with you. Some of the best presidential elections were won based on the vision of the candidate. Think about that. Some of the presidential elections were won by the vision that candidate had for our country. Do you have a vision that your members want to follow you? Start there. Pull your leadership team together and say, hey guys, hey gals, what do we want to do differently in the year to come? And how can we be better at what we do to inspire and encourage our members to be the best that they can be? I promise you, if you start there with your board, you start that with your chapter, you start that at the beginning of your leadership, people will follow you, you'll have more engaged members, and you will make a bigger impact. So number one, being positive, the power of positivity. Number two, casting a vision that people want to follow with you, get on board, tell other people about your organization. Those two, my friend, are game changers. Number three, third thing I can do to make a better business, better organization, better association, in this case, a better chapter, is break down what you have to do in bite-sized pieces, chunking it down. Very similar to what I'm doing today. I'm giving you 10 steps, 7 steps to having a better leadership organization, a better chapter. You can do the same thing. What do I mean by that? For example, you should be able to run better board meetings as well run better chapter meetings. There are two different things, two different approaches, two different thought processes. And so if it were me and I were you, I would want to figure out how I can make a better board meeting. And one of the ways of doing that is getting more of the board members involved versus the president doing all the talking, all the lecturing, all the talking, did I mention? Get other board members involved. How do you get other board members involved? Call them before the board meeting and tell them you'd like for them to contribute their expertise on such and such subject. Or reaching out to the board member and getting their opinions on something that you're working on, your initiative, and get their thoughts and have them share that at your board meeting. How can you run better meetings, chapter meetings? Well, have an agenda. It is amazing to me how many chapter meetings I've gone to does not have an agenda, and I can't understand why. If you as a leader doesn't need the agenda, good. The rest of the members do, especially the guests. Agendas show structure. Agendas show people where we can talk about what. Ultimately, it shows professionalism. So I would be breaking down my business, in this case, my chapter, into board meeting related activities and chapter meeting related activities, as well as committee related activities. These three things should be done differently, still should have agendas, still should have other people involved, but they have different objectives. And so there's different approaches to those objectives. So the third thing that I would do is I would chunk down, break down the bits and pieces and the parts of running a successful organization, in this case, chapters. Number four, understanding the roles and responsibilities of everybody in the room. Most organizations I've seen have job descriptions for the president, president-elect, secretary, treasurer, committee chairs. But most organizations have lost those documents. Most organizations have not updated those documents. Most organizations have emailed it to everybody and not make sure that they have read those documents. If it were me and I wanted to be a better leader to run a better chapter, I would do what one of the leaders taught me to do was I would take your leadership team manual, break it into pieces, print them out, put them into folders, and hand them to the individual members of your board, the individual members of your committees, and say, here you go. Here's your roles and responsibility as secretary. Here's your roles and responsibility as affiliate chair, and making sure you give it to them and hand it to them and ask them to read it. I know it sounds childish, but a true leader will make sure that the leaders will follow through on these things. And it's amazing to this day in organizations, associations, and businesses that most people don't know their job description. In this case, don't know their roles and responsibilities. Just because you emailed it doesn't mean they read it. And so I would encourage you to break it down into bite-sized pieces, even when it comes down to roles and responsibilities from your committee chairs, to your board, to your members, to your affiliates, to all the people involved. If everybody knows what they need to do, it increases the odds of them doing it. Next, chapter tools. It amazes me of all the years in working with associations, I think now 20 plus years, that these associations have invested time and money to create tools for leaders to use that these leaders don't even know exist. They're on the website, but they don't know where to find them, or they didn't know they were on the website. I'm here to say to you, if you're becoming the next leader of your chapter in the year to come, know that there are amazing chapter tools that your association has. I've seen a lot of them. I'm blown away by the amount of tools that they have. Find out where they are, what they are, and how to use them. They are some of the most priceless resources at your hand, and I would look into that. Again, associations spend a lot of time and money on these resources. Get them, use them, and I promise you, you'll have better results. next in making your chapter run more effectively. This is a new one. I haven't talked about this one in a long time, but some of the most successful chapters of the successful associations that I had are making money. Let me say that again. Some of the most successful chapters around the country that I have talked to, worked with, heard about, actually have money in their checking account. It amazes me how many chapter organizations around the country, and we're talking different industries, from forestry to real estate to property management to construction to engineering, have chapters around the country and they have no money in the coffers. Where the most successful chapters have tens of thousands of dollars in the chapter and they're able to provide more programming, better speakers, better events, better experiences. And I believe that is one of the reasons why they're super successful. It's no different in life. If you have no money in the checking account, you act one way. When you have a lot of money in the checking account, you act another. Chapters should look at it the exact same way. Find ways of raising dollars so you can offer more programming, better speakers, better education, and ultimately better experiences for your members, because they will rave about you and they will tell people about you. How do you do that? One of the things is getting more sponsors. Number two, getting more affiliates. Number three, putting on special events that actually are designed to raise money. And number four, charge for things. Stop giving stuff away for free. Charge at least $25, maybe $35, and put part of that money towards charity, another part into the checking account so that you can offer more programming. I practically want to do a talk one of these days on 104 ways to raise more money, 104 ways to make more money in a chapter, but who knows? Maybe we'll do that one of these days. But it's important that you have money. Now, keep in mind, disclaimer, some associations don't allow you to do that because of their structure. So please check with corporate before doing this. But in most cases, you could have some money in the chapter, but don't have no money in the chapter because it's hard to be able to provide the right type of programming. Next, education and engagement. Education engagement, I think, other than being a positive, the power of positivity, casting the vision, making sure you're making money, knowing the roles and responsibilities, I think another chunk, another piece of the puzzle is education and engagement. Education is super important. I talk about this with associations that there are needs and wants of your members. There's education that your members want, but it doesn't mean that they need it. And there's other stuff that they need, but maybe they don't want. And the trick is to give them both. And I'll give an example of this. When I was running my organization, a lot of my members would say, hey, Jim, we want to talk about social media. And this is when social media just came about, Facebook in particular. We want to learn about networking and social media. And I'm thinking, you don't need it. You're not even working your normal networks. Facebook's not going to help you. It's just not going to work. I was wrong about Facebook not working. Just point that out for the record. But I realized if I didn't give them what they wanted and address what they needed, I would have lost out on a lot of members. So I decided to co-sponsor a speaking engagement where I had a social media expert, Phil, to speak on social media, and I spoke on networking. And I essentially would talk about the principles of networking. Effective networking is about building relationships. It's about getting people to know, like, and trust you. And Phil said, it's the exact same way how you do it on social media. You first get people to know you by posting a lot, like you by commenting, and trusting you when you do it consistently. That day, we were able to hit not only the needs of our members, but also the wants. Is your programming addressing the needs and wants of your members? This is one of the first places to look to see how you're doing, because if you do, you'll have more engaged members, you'll have more raving members, and you will grow from there. Not only that, education has to go from the top to the bottom of every organization. Is it dealing with the owners, the managers, the staff, the administration, or is it just one-sided, just for one industry, one specific role and responsibility? I think so often we miss the mark when it comes to associations and education that we're only targeting one person, where we need to be able to consider targeting the entire organization from, like I said, the owners to the senior management to leadership team to the employees and to the administrative and even the vendors and affiliates that we work with, making sure that education ties into all of that. Next, in making a chapter successful, is making sure that your vendors, affiliates, and sponsors are getting results. I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but I have to believe around the country, some of you are not making sure your sponsors, your affiliates, and vendors are making money, getting results. I think that you're taking their money and saying it's up to you to take it from there. It's up to you to get the results. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't disagree with that. But if it were me and I were you, I would want to make sure, I would want to be intentional and making sure my vendors, my sponsors, my affiliates got results. And results could be return on investment, but also return on relationships. I have to guess, and this is a big guess, that 50% of vendors, sponsors, and affiliates do not know how to work the network. They don't know how to maximize their membership. And so that means 50% of your people are not going to renew their sponsorship, their membership, because they don't know what they don't know. And if I were the leadership team of your chapter, I would go above and beyond in helping make sure my vendors, my affiliates, my sponsors know how to work the network, how to maximize their membership. That one alone, that could be a game changer to growing your chapters, engaging your members, and getting them to rave about your industry. Everything will make a difference. And then finally, the last thing that I would be doing as a leadership and getting my chapter to be more successful and grow membership is real simple. If you want to grow your membership, in fact, you've been listening to this episode and you're saying, great, Jim, this is all good, but you didn't talk about growing the membership. I want to be able to teach you the secret there. The secret to growing your membership is creating a better membership experience. Whether it's being the Ritz-Carlton of your industry, Disney, whether it being Zappos or people like that, they have figured out creating an experience for their members and their customers is a game-changing event. And so if it were me and I were you and I wanted to grow my chapter, I would, one, understand the power of being positive. Number two, I would run better board meetings, better meetings. I make sure that everyone knows their roles and responsibilities and get them involved and delegate and get them to be a part of the puzzle. I would make sure we're making more money. I would be using the chapter tools. I'd be making sure we have education and engagement at all levels and ultimately helping our vendors, affiliates, and our sponsors maximize their membership by working the network. If you do these things in chunk and size, bite-sized pieces, like it's a scorecard, how are you doing in each one of these areas? Improve each area, you improve your chapter, you will grow your chapter. Guaranteed. This isn't made up. This is personal experience of 20 years of growing my own membership organizations, working with membership organizations, that if you score a high score in these areas, you can't not but grow. You can't not but grow, but more importantly, make an impact in your industry, make an impact in the lives of your members. Isn't that why we do what we do as leaders of our associations? I hope you got something out of this today. Please email me at questions@askjimroman.com. Would love to hear what best practices you're using for your association, your chapters, or even your business. Which one of these key traits or these tricks or these tips are helping you to get a better score, to get a better result? Would love to know that. And then finally, if there's anything I might have missed that you would love for me to have covered, because there's more I could cover, but these are the highlights that are on my heart, been on my mind for years, that if I make these little subtle changes in these areas, it makes a big difference in my members' lives, in my life, and hopefully your life. Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com. And you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com.